Go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome! Thanks for tuning in to episode 142 of the 8-Bit Geek. In a recent poll, the 8-Bit Geek was voted most likely to sell more consoles than Nintendo. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men who are most voted likely to eat a console.
Oh, don't say my name to that.
Is that a
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin, and I don't eat consoles anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they go against our diet, but I mean, yeah. I can see how I'd be voted most likely to eat one. It was part of my repertoire.
I have seen pictures of me recently. I'd agree.
I once saw him throw some fucking salami on top of a console and just fucking...
I've seen you toss some salami as well.
Jesus.
Save that for the post show.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ on some consoles. Okay. If you like our little stupid intros, you can always subscribe to us on iTunes. Also, you can rate us there as well, because we are more likely to succeed that way. Audio Boom and Stitcher Radio if you are on Android devices. Follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and also visit our website at the8bitgeek.com. You can always support us on Patreon because it helps pay for some overhead, pays for some bills, and sends us to a big old Comic-Con at the end of the year. Guys, I did the budget, and it is expensive.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
We're looking at probably around, if we cut costs and stay cheap, it would cost us $1,500 for everything that we need, plus the booth cost. Now that's
Wow. Now
I went high end on all the costs, so that's the reason why it's that much money, because I figured you always budget for the most and hopefully you scale back.
Right.
If everything was the absolute most expensive and we got everything that we wanted, we're looking at about $2,000, and that's not including hotel room. So people on Patreon, This is what it's helping for. It's our first year doing a booth, so there are a lot of initial costs. There are T-shirts to be made. There are banners to be hung. There are promo gear to buy. There is the cost of the actual show. There is hotels, food, giveaways. We're getting an Xbox One or a PS4. We're buying tickets to the next year's Comic-Con as a prize. We're doing a lot of cool shit. You can help us out.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
support us. Obviously, the best way would be through Patreon. I've got on my Twitch stream right now. If I'm on, I've got a donation tab where you can donate to this as well, whether it be a dollar or whatever, if you're not wanting like reoccurring cost. Which, again, Patreon, you do it once and cancel it. You know, like it's one of those.
Yeah, you don't even have to set up reoccurring. You could just set it up for a one-time donation. That's it. So
yeah, but we would really appreciate your help.
We would,
yeah,
because we want to you know, do cool things. And unfortunately, right now, doing cool things, like he said, the initial startup is more expensive this year than it would be next year because we would have the banners made. We would, you know, like we know what to expect as far as cost.
Yeah, the banners themselves.
Find better ways to do things. You know, it's like it's a learning experience for.
Yeah, and the banners themselves are. It's going to cost us around $200 to $250 for the like if we get two banners. So
yeah.
One for our booth and one for like a stand standalone on the side and stuff.
Yeah,
so
and assume we have leftover stuff that we didn't give away everything. You know, like you know you can always count that for the next year as well. Obviously, you get more stuff made, but. You know, you may find a better place that's cheaper, you know, to make stuff. It's a learning experience all around, so expect it to be more expensive this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I mean, and the whole point of this. Yeah, Kev.
No, I was going to say, I mean, we want to be awesome. If you think we're awesome, help us be more awesome. We want to get ourselves out to the masses, and it seems like getting a table at a major Comic-Con would help us out. And like I said, that will give us more viewers, equals more content, more everything. I mean, of course, one day we'd love to make this our dream job, you know, where we could just, what are you doing? Go into the office today, you know, shoot some 8-bit geek stuff. That would be amazing. Exactly.
I'm going to stream some stuff, going to film some stuff, going to...
We have a lot of ideas that we'd like to bring to you. This is the first step of in many. And the whole reason of going to a con, people would say, well, why would you waste all that money on a con? Well, it is 75,000 people in front of you making a connection. We're doing these giveaways in order to market ourselves more and get more reviews on iTunes, which will shoot us up. Because I will say, without getting into too many technical details, it's really nice to have thousands of people following you on social media, but that doesn't equal listenership. And what does [S2] Right. [S1] Is people getting us up in the charts in iTunes, because actual people listen when you get in those charts. So that's what our goal is. Mm-hmm. Anywho, that's the reason why, if you wanted to know. Every week we like to start the show off with a little bit of love, with a little bit of... connections, and a little bit of missed connections, and a little bit of... I'm just going to play the thing.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
I swear to God, I
forgot the music again.
Yes.
I was gonna say something, but then I was like, let's see if he does it.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been so good, like, up to leading to this point. I don't know why I'm forgetting it all, like, every week now. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, it used to never be an issue, and now I'm forgetting.
Because you're dicking around while the drop plays. You're sitting there acting like you're pulling your teeth out and shit with, you know, those pliers. Why don't you focus on your job, Jer?
I feel like you stabbed me in the back there, man. Letting people know what I do behind the camera. I mean, it's just rude. You know what? Get the fuck out of here and get Sean Pennis in here.
Fine. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Piece of shit.
Get out of here.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, man. You thinking about taking up hosting jobs anytime soon? Or are you looking for any? Oh,
you couldn't afford me, bro. It's too expensive over here.
Read your shit, both of you. Get out of here.
Star Wars geek. Male for women in Salt Lake City. Body average. Height, 6 foot even. You are a beautiful, charming Star Wars geek. Your Latina looks are angelic. Your smile is perfect. I love when you brag about some new piece of Star Wars memorabilia you've acquired over the weekend. You're stunning and adorable. We work together somewhere near the U of U. That's the University of Utah. For those that don't know where the fuck Salt Lake City is.
Man, you are all over the country.
Yeah, you're
I'm a traveling man.
Geologist.
If you think this is you and you suspect who posted this, it shouldn't be too difficult. Let me know by sending a note on our work email that says you can't wait to see The Force Awakens.
Oh my God.
What a sad that Jar Jar isn't in it. Lol. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Could he just set her up anyways and be like, hey, what do you think about The Force Awakens? And then she responds with, can't wait to see it. And then he goes, oh, you saw my post.
He could.
But why would you have to do this if you work with somebody? Like, why wouldn't you just walk up to them and be like, hey, so you want to get dinner sometime and talk about your Star Wars memorabilia instead of me posting it on the internet and being a weirdo about it because you sit right next to me at my cubicle and we talk all the time?
Because then I wouldn't be able to read it.
That's true. With your angelic voice.
With my angelic voice.
I didn't have one.
Latina looks.
I didn't have one this week because I didn't have time. So,
do you want to just make one up on the fly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go. I saw you sitting over there on that bench. I was waiting in that park all night for you. As you sat down, I couldn't help but notice that your thigh was showing. I walked over and quickly handed you a towel. I said, put this on. As you did, my hand slowly entered myself.
And that's it. That's the missed connection, apparently. I think there was a connection
made. Hold on. Let me know what boxers I was wearing. Get back to me. Hurry.
Why did somebody disrobe and put a towel on in a park?
What were you doing with a towel in the park at night?
I don't know. That's
what were you meeting somebody in the park at night?
That's misconnections for you.
Oh, man.
Kevin?
This has brought up more questions.
The story needs answers.
Hold on. Hold on.
We need some backstory.
Do you want to meet this person in real life that you met in a park and then disrobe for you and then watched you enter yourself?
Yeah, wait, enter yourself?
That's what he said.
Did you stick a thumb up your ass?
Listen, man, I just read what's written down here for the misconnection side.
Were you putting a finger in your pee-pee hole? How exactly did one enter himself?
I don't know. That's a question for next week.
Yep. Well, tune in next week, folks.
For the continuation.
While Doug pisses.
Steaming hot cup of pee.
Well, great. You just lost all the viewership because now they have to go
pee. There you go. Patreon canceled.
All right, Doug. Kevin, you take the now. I'm so confused. Kevin.
We're back at Walmart. Here's another Walmart one. I call this side boobs at Walmart. Male for women.
I like this guy. I like this
body
guy a lot.
Average. Just saw you by the women's clothing section. You have a white no-sleeve shirt. You were with some guy. When I walked by, I saw your delicious exposed breast. I really liked what I saw when I walked by. Email me if you want to chat. I was wearing a black hoodie. Conversations.
Conversations what? Is actually... The
that's my name, Conversations. Email me, conversations@gmail.com.
You know who you reminded me of a little bit is one of the Jerky Boys.
Okay.
Did you guys ever, listen to him, them?
That was my first CD. My first actual CD was Jerky Boys Volume 2.
Are you serious? Yeah. Oh my God, I fell in love with the Jerky Boys. They were so fucking phenomenal. That
Pablo
was before.
Honey, you're there, Pablo? Are you washing your ass, Pablo?
If you don't know who the Jerky Boys are, it was before we had internet. We had to rely on funny shit like comedy tapes, and the Jerky Boys made the best of them. They did prank calls.
Prank calls.
Oh my God, they were so good. Doug, you ever heard of the Jerky Boys?
Of course.
Okay.
They had a movie.
I didn't watch the movie, I don't think.
It was weird making a prank call movie. It was just like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they've had a prank call TV show. Is that so far off? Not them, but the puppets did.
Crank Yankers. Yeah. Crank Yankers was great. So, okay, so what's this here then for conversations? Is this where we talk about like...
This is where we have a conversation.
About?
It says conversations on every single podcast since we started the new format. I don't know how you missed
this. This is so close to the Walmart thing. It's blending in for me.
Sorry, you know what? Let me fix it for you. There.
It's normally like, there you go.
Okay, there.
That's normally what it looks like.
Did you guys go see any movies in the theater? The two
no.
that came out?
Not in the theater, no.
No.
There was only two movies.
Did I?
Well, there's only two movies that came out. One was called Burnt, and that was the Cook movie. And then one called Our Brand is Crisis, but none of those did anything. And can you fucking believe what's number one still?
That's nuts.
They still haven't found Matt Damon.
True.
In any movie that he's ever been in.
The Martian, number one. What's really surprising to me is that, okay, Goosebumps, number two, I get it. It's a Halloween kind of scary movie. Take your kids to go see it. But, like, Crimson Peak? Way down the list. Number nine. Yeah,
there's a reason for this. One, the marketing.
Sucks.
Hmm? No, people who went to go see it said it was really good, but it was mismarketed, and they tried to turn it into like this scary movie kind of thing. But a lot of people who I've talked to said it was more of a like a love story, drama. Yeah. So yeah. I think that it was just mismarketed. And
the new Paranormal Activity is like number 6 on the list. So even in the second week out, it hasn't broken the top 5, I don't think.
It made $3 million, which, dude, in 2 weeks. Like, I mean, it made $13 million, but shit.
Yeah, we lose in the war on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this shit?
And then The Last Witch Hunter. Well, I really want to see that.
I guess Hotel Transylvania was number 4.
Fuck that noise.
Okay. It was good. Yeah, actually, I almost fell asleep in it. I went to take I took Colin to go see it. I almost fell asleep.
Yeah,
definitely wasn't as good as the first one. He liked it, but I just was like, oh, it's the same reused jokes over and over again that we saw. Yeah. And I was like,
that'd be my worry.
It's magic.
Now here's the good news about Paranormal Activity. Paranormal Activity's budget was $10 million and made $13 million so far. So they made their money.
Oh, okay.
Well, of course they did. I mean, I'm surprised it was $10 million. I mean, like I said, it shot on pretty much steady cams.
Yeah. I mean, I think what did we say? The original was like $20,000, maybe $40,000, and it made like $40 million opening weekend. Mm-hmm. So they've already made their money off this fucking franchise. They're just doing this for fun now.
Yep. It's like the Saw series. They're just seeing how long they can go with it.
Yeah, because there's no way. Like, this has a 4.5 on IMDb and a Metascore of 32. So obviously it's not that good.
Did I tell you guys that I went to go see Goosebumps? I took Colin.
No.
I think it was last week. Yeah, I actually went to see it, and I really enjoyed it. It was actually really good. It was a decent movie.
I figured it would be.
Yeah, that reminds me. I keep forgetting to download them, but I got on Humble Bundle a couple weeks ago. They had the Goosebumps audiobook like series, and it's like all the original ones.
Yeah,
and you know, it's nice. Pay whatever you want, and I think I paid because for $15 you unlocked like, you know, the super popular ones.
Yeah.
The Night of the Living Dummy and those. So I was like, well, I'll fucking pay $15. I don't give a shit. Like, I love Goosebumps. And it was like 50 some odd audiobooks or some shit.
Oh, sweet.
Of course, I'm sure they're only like 4 hours long or whatever because they're kids' books. But mm-hmm. I need to download those and listen to them because fuck yeah, Goosebumps.
Colin is...
Irma Gerd.
He really likes Goosebumps, but he is terrified of the dummy.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude,
absolutely terrified. He said that he watched...
scared the shit out of me as a kid.
He said he went to his mom's house and watched the TV show, and he was like, "Dad, I didn't know that the movie was going to be so much. I didn't know he was going to be in it that much, and now I don't want to go to sleep. Can I sleep with you, please?"
And I said, "No, you're fucking 8 years old, sleep in your own bed, bro."
That's what I said. I said that.
What a terrible parrot.
Yep, I said that, and then.
And then you dressed up as that dummy and went to his room in the middle of the night.
Yep. And I said,
man. Right. I was taking a drink of coffee. No, almost that almost was terrible.
I was like, wake up.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that'd be so funny. Up. Dude, I used to have a ventriloquist dummy. Like, I got one when I was like 6 years old or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read that book. And then he promptly got stored in the back of the closet where he literally remained until probably about 2 months ago when my parents, I think, finally dug him out. I'm like, they were going through, my parents like redoing their house, so they were like going through like their attic and I think they found him and they're like, my dad was like, hey, guess what I found? What? Your dummy. Burn it.
Burn it. Burn it with burn it with fire.
And he was like, what? You want me to throw it away? And I was like, no, don't throw it away.
I'm going to give it to my kid.
But I don't want it. You can just keep it in the attic. He's fine up there. If you try to get rid of him, he's just going to show back up. Didn't you fucking see Annabelle?
Oh, yeah, they're making an Annabelle 2. No. They just announced that.
I know. That's terrible because that movie was fucking awful.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. But hey,
horrendous.
At least we got some cool photos of Annabelle and us together at the Comic-Con.
That's true. That's
true. That was pretty cool.
That came out of that. So, I mean, there's one good thing. Yeah.
You know what? I watched The Conjuring on Saturday night, on Halloween night. Because mm-hmm. We went over, you know, we watched Dead Snow 2, and then we watched Ash versus Evil Dead, and then we watched The Conjuring. And I've seen that movie numerous times, and that movie is still fucking scary. Well, I'm still creeped out by it. Because it's one of those, like, I watch it, and for whatever reason, I seem to forget shit that happens every time. And I'm like, oh my god, don't go in. Like, the door creeps open, and it's like, ah, forgot it did that. God damn it. Or when the hands come out of the cupboard, they're doing the hide and clap, and the hands come out and go, like, fuck that noise.
I don't want to see that.
It's fun seeing Doug get scared.
I love that movie. It's so good. It's so good. It's just a well-made movie. Mm-hmm. And a great cast, also.
I won't see it, but good for you.
The girl that played Murph in Interstellar is one of the daughters in that movie.
Yep.
I didn't realize that until literally Saturday night. I was like, holy shit, it's Murph. No, no one watched Interstellar? Fuck you guys.
No, I
saw it. No, I saw it.
Damn it, I
saw it.
Was agreeing with you.
No, I was
over there yawning like a bitch.
That's what he does.
I was bored of
this show.
I was bored of your conversation.
I'm going to go back to Tanner's channel, and I'm going to comment and give him a $2 holler and say, hey, remember that shit you said about 8-Bit Geek? Fucking take it back.
Take it
back. I'm starting my own shit.
Yeah.
Oh wait, you could
Doug
go.
And Sean.
You know, you could go. 16-bit geek because what was it? Our friends over at
We Play Games.
Fucking We Play Games.
We talk games.
That.
God damn
we
it.
Talk it. Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Going back to Jeremy with that shit again.
We don't know their names. Our friends over at that podcast that we don't know their names.
Yeah, but they're
Wiggly,
our friends.
Keith and Kyle.
Speaking of
oh,
friends,
yeah, Wiggly. Hey, what's up, Wiggly on strike? Hashtag suck a dick.
It almost sounded like you said hashtag suck a dick.
Oh. Is that not what Sega stands for?
Sega? Suck a dick?
Suck a dick? Sega dick?
Hey, God, Wiggly, hashtag suck a dick.
Awesome. For all mean tweets you want to send us, that would be at Anthem 182.
No, it's changed.
Fucking Twitter. What?
It's at Jeremy 8-Bit Geek.
Oh, yeah, at Jeremy 8-Bit Geek.
That's right. I'm trying to fuse everything together now. I'm trying to stay.
Oh my god, synergy.
I'm trying to synergize. Okay. And if you guys aren't on board, then you're not synergizing.
Yeah. And okay. Did you guys hear about this Alien sequel being put on hold? We're talking about sequels and stuff with the Annabelle shit, but yeah, the Alien sequel being put on hold for Prometheus 2.
That's not it's what I call bummer. Synergy.
No, that was fucking awesome synergy.
It's a bummer, man. I love Neil Blomkamp. Like,
well, it's not only it's on hold.
You're talking about the story is not
certain.
I thought you meant my transition.
Yeah. No, you actually did really good there. You did good. Okay, so everybody can blame fucking Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Because he decided that he wants to do Prometheus 2 now. So Alien is on hold.
Why not both? You know.
I don't know.
For real. Like, if we're getting, like, multiple, like, Superman, Batman movies and multiple Star Wars movies, like, okay, they're filming two Star Wars movies right now. You can film two Alien movies, god damn it. Like,
yeah,
for real.
You know what, though? They don't have Disney behind them, I guess. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. This is Fox. They fuck up everything.
They fuck up everything, Fantastic
they
Four.
They really do. Thanks, Fox.
So, fucking Fox. Did you guys see that CBS is planning a new TV series around Star Trek?
Yeah.
Why'd you laugh? Is it not good?
I'm not a huge Star Trek fan, but like Debbie was freaking out about it.
Did you like the movies? Did you see the new movies?
So why are you two married? Because you guys don't seem to like any of the same shit.
She has a vagina and he has a penis.
And those like each other a lot.
Yeah,
they do.
They're in love.
What are you doing? You scissoring? What is
I don't know anymore. I mean, yeah, we've got a lot more in common. It's just, you know, a few things. Like, I really don't.
Name three things, rapid fire. Go.
Yeah, things that you have in common.
Go.
Fallout, Borderlands. Making fun of people. That's a big one.
How much do you guys make fun of us?
The fact that you took a picture of her a year before you met her.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah.
Fate.
Ha! I know random facts about your relationship.
See? There you go.
Well, that is crazy, and I want to hear more about that.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, I took
How
a picture.
Do you know that was her? Was she, like, looking through your pictures and like, holy fuck, that's me in that picture? And you went,
I was
holy
going
fuck,
through,
that's
yeah,
you
I was,
in that picture.
I was going through them because just one day we were just hanging out, and this is before we lived with each other. We were just, like, it was like a year after, you know, And what happened was I pulled up on a corner, and it wasn't even anywhere in our old neighborhood, like where we lived, or where she lived and I lived.
This sounds a lot like a story that you're telling us about what happened on your Friday night. So I pulled up on a corner, like I would every Friday.
Well, and in Chicago, a lot of the corners are bus stops. So there was people waiting for the bus, and there was this fucking like rowdy Piper-looking dude with his shirt off, holding the plastic bag, just like leaning over the curb, just looking fucking haggard as hell. So I laughed and I was like, oh, I gotta get a picture of this. Snapped a picture, and it turned out she was in it. So I was like showing her pictures for some reason. I was like, hey, look at this. And I was like, look at this weird dude. And she was like, holy shit, that's me, I was there. And she like told me the whole backstory. Like, he kept dropping money in the street, and then like he was mimicking people. Like, somebody was like, you know, messing with their hair, so he tried to mess with his hair. Like, it was just great.
This is crazy.
And the like bus driver kept telling him to put his shirt on.
Yeah. All the people to just like to take a picture in the city of Chicago.
In a city of like 3 million people. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. And then not in your normal neighborhood.
Not in our normal neighborhood. And then when we find out, like, I mean, like, when we, like, start dating, we find out, it was like, we met on, like, OkCupid, and found out we lived, like, 4 blocks away from each other, so it was just, like,
oh, and so what was this to be OkCupid, like, a quick date turned into,
Tinder, OkCupid, people right? use, as, it used to be
looking
the
for a quick bang.
It used to
be
the, it
turned into, like, a lot of quick bangs with that chick from 4 blocks away. I'm totally guessing. I have no idea.
No, years later, it's true.
Here I am.
Okay, Cupid used to be the grinder in its day.
My God,
it was cool. I haven't used it in a while. I don't know what the hell grinder is.
He's like, I fucking used it every night back in the day.
I mean, I got okay, my Cupid. Salad tossed.
Yeah, I was the schlub that like. I mean, this is before they even had apps for phones. I mean, this is in 2010.
Oh, I entered myself on.
I was asked, but there wasn't an OkCupid app, so like I would check, you know, like they would, OkCupid would alarm you if there was like a view on your profile, and I got no views. I was like, oh, and then one would pop up, and I'm like, holy shit, let's check this out. So that's my OK. That was my dating life. There you go.
So point being, you met her on OkCupid, you swiped left, you got married. But you found out that she likes Star Trek, and that's something you can't live with.
I mean, I
think that's where we left off.
Yeah, that's how we got there.
It's not like it's Guy Fieri or something. You know, like I could live with.
You found out that Guy Fieri is her first cousin.
Ooh,
what happens now?
Then I'd love to go to the family reunion and serve him up. Take him to fucking Flavortown.
You would take him to Flavortown.
Yes.
So it looks like they're saying that this. Jesus. It looks like they're saying that the Star Trek show is not in conjunction with the new movie. Like, they're not related. That's not following the same stories and stuff. I think they're supposed to come out the same year, so obviously they're trying to do... I think they see a huge push with Star Wars, and I think they're trying to... I don't want to say capitalize on it, but like, yo, don't forget about us!
Hey, over here! Over here! Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so one of our friends, one of our friends, Jason, dressed up as
Captain Kirk
with his wife and kid, and his wife, well, first off, wore a red shirt, so I was like, doesn't she not know that means she's gonna die soon? And then two, someone commented on it, and I sent this to you guys, but person was like, oh my God, I love Star Wars, non-ironically.
You sure it was non-ironically? Because that's something I would do.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I'm 100% sure it was non-ironic. Okay.
Just making sure, because I love trolling like that. That's my thing.
Yeah. No, I don't remember exactly what she said. I don't think it was, oh my God, I love Star Wars, but it was something like
I think it said Star Wars 3.
Yeah.
And that's all it said.
Ugh.
But yeah, one of those like, oh my God, people, get the fuck out of here. If you don't know the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek in 2015, just stop talking.
Stop living. About
Star Wars or Star Trek. Like, because you clearly don't know anything.
Hey, we're getting a buddy cop movie.
Well, there's something new.
Yeah, it's called Thor Ragnarok.
Who's is his brother? Him and Loki kiss and make up, or
no? It's fucking Thor and Hulk.
Yeah, we finally get to see their friendship blossom,
which we didn't even know they were friends. I guess what? I don't know. Who knew that they were like besties?
Well, I thought that we're gonna watch it blossom.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that him and Him and fucking Iron Man were best friends there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Probably
Hulk
not.
Hulk and Iron Man. In the fucking last movie, they were buddied up and sciencing together and...
Yeah, and then they created fucking Ultron.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they did it again. Kind of...
And the whole time, like, Bruce Banner's like, this is some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah, he's like, we shouldn't do this, but I'll help
we
you.
We probably shouldn't do this. I'm really interested in the science aspect of it because I'm a goddamn nerd, but goddamn... Mindness, we're gonna get fucked in this.
Yeah. You know what, man? I want to go on record saying that I fully do. I just 100% don't support this. But let's continue on for science.
Yeah. But then at the end, he gets mad about it. He's like, "I can't believe we did this." I don't remember this movie.
And then he said, "Let's do it again."
No. Then he got in a jet and he flew off. Yeah. And then they found the jet crashed like miles and miles away, and there was no Bruce or Hulk there. So. My guess is Thor grabbed him and then they vanished into
Asgard.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool if he brought him to Asgard.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he did.
That's awesome.
Ragnarok is like the end of the world stuff, man. This is like, it's going to get cray up in Asgard. Because remember where it left off with Loki.
Is that coming off? Okay, so are we doing, is it Ragnarok and then the Avengers? I mean, and then Captain America? No, it's Captain America first.
No, Captain America first.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, that one's already been filming. That comes out next year.
Yeah, that comes out next year. And so we see Civil War, and then we see Buddy Cop movie.
Mm-hmm. Buddy Cop.
Because they're not supposed to be in Civil War. They're both gone.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so this tells their story. Hey, I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad we're not getting standalone films anymore. I'm glad that we're getting mashups.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's still like a Thor movie, much like how you know, Captain America is going to be.
Civil War,
but it's going to be everybody.
Seriously, Captain America could be called just Civil Avengers. War. Like it could have been Avengers Civil War or something like that. Because I feel, I mean, it's just, I don't know, how are you going to centralize a story on one person when you have so many fucking people?
And with it being Civil War, that means obviously there's a split down the middle of the sides. So like,
you have to tell both sides.
Are we also going to see Tony's side of this? Like, I don't understand where the...
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Obviously, only time will tell, kind of like how everything else that we say, but I mean, speculation. Let's get into some other headlines here. Someone at Microsoft went crazy this week.
Yep.
They
are wont to do. They do that a lot.
They went absolutely bonkers by saying Halo is to games as Star Wars is to movies.
No.
And he said, oh, I love this article. Okay, ready?
Yeah, check
this
out. Funny.
This is so funny. Halo 5 is the most anticipated game of the year. Because apparently Metal Gear Solid 5 didn't come out this year and Fallout 4 is being pushed back to 2016. Oh my god.
Yeah, I got on Xbox yesterday and I saw one friend playing Halo 5 and I was like, really? Like,
you lost respect for this shit? You were like, I guess I'll stop hanging out with you for a while.
I'd like to play for the story, but that... Like,
well,
like,
I guess we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. Halo 5? Bye.
Well, yeah, I don't know. He plays Destiny a lot, too, so I feel like I'm just going to have to cut him out completely.
Yeah, if you're gonna add Destiny and Halo 5 to your repertoire, you can only pick one, or else you're just... You got to go. You got to be cut from the fabric of your life.
I just don't know how he has time. He's got like two kids. Like, I mean, I don't know what the fuck this dude has time to do this shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Halo was great for a bit. I don't think 343 or whatever the fuck their name is. I don't really think they've...
Well, they
take over. A lot of... has just been mediocre, in my opinion.
I've heard talk about all the in-game cutscenes, how amazing they are, and like how everything seems like you're playing a fucking... You're essentially being sold a game that you're not playing in the cutscenes. Yeah. In the cutscenes, you kind of, it's like the Arkham Knight where you're comboing and you're hitting the next guy and you're moving on to the next and you're using swords and you're fucking ripping people off and just up and apart. And then you get to the game and it's pew 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 pew. Pew, pew.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Pew pew pew
pew pew. But anyways.
Yeah. I'm probably not gonna pick it up. I'm having a really hard time like picking up new games right now because I have so much shit I want to play.
Yeah,
I know.
Like,
I just picked up another one.
Yeah, like Fallout 4 comes out next week, and then like Tomb Raider comes out after that, and then Uncharted 4 comes out in February, and I'm sure there's other games that are coming out that I want to play. Like, no, you know, and it's like, I've barely gotten through Uncharted 1.
Wasn't Uncharted 4 pushed to 2016?
That's what I said, February.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, and it's just like, and I want to play the new Assassin's Creed because it's actually gotten really good reviews, and they're saying, like, the new Assassins are awesome. And I love, like, Victorian England to begin with. Like, fuck yeah, sign me up. But yeah, I don't have time to play this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I've got...
Because you got a kid now, too.
Yeah, I've got a kid who takes up all my time. That's why I can barely play anything on a console. I get in here occasionally in my office, and I can play Rocket League and a little bit of Ark and the Old Republic.
Welcome to my life. This is why I'm in my office all the time, and because this is the only way I can be. Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for like maybe like a year, maybe less than, when my kid is so like less needy in a different way. You know, like, I don't want to be more needy.
Oh, it'll be more.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in a different way, where it's like, right, you can just go away, and just, you can go be asleep or go cry or whatever the fuck it is you have to do, because you're not crying because you're hungry, you're crying because you're an asshole, right? you can get rid of him. Right now, if he cries, it's probably because there's something wrong. Either he's hungry, mm-hmm, he's got gas, or he shit himself, right? Like, so...
Yeah.
I'm just excited to have those moments where, like, I don't have to. If I'm playing a video game out in the living room and he's there with me, every time he makes a noise, I'm not like looking at him.
I played a lot of single player games so that way I could hit the pause button.
Yeah, when Colin was a baby. I've been doing that with Uncharted, and you know, with the new systems, both the Xbox and the PS4, like, if you have to turn it off for whatever reason, next time you turn it back on, you're right where you were. Like, you don't have to go through the whole load up and load menu, mm-hmm, and find your last save and go through all that shit. It's just like, here's where you paused last. That has been great.
It's such a nice feature.
Yeah. So,
If you're on Steam, and you must be alone, because what the shit, man? There was a new record set over the weekend of when Halloween happened. The previous was 10 million, and the new is now 12.6 million all logged in at once.
Fuck, what happened this weekend?
I don't know, but...
it must have been... Okay. Okay, looking at the games, a lot of multiplayer stuff. Obviously, Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be up there, too. I wonder, and Team Fortress, it is a lot of like multiplayer stuff. Yeah, I was wondering if it had anything to do with the sale that happened.
Could have been. There's a lot of good sales. And
you know, GTA 5 was one that was on there, so, mm-hmm, maybe some people grabbed it because it was a little bit cheaper. But I wonder, a lot of games had Halloween DLC this year.
That's what I was going to say, a lot of that, yeah. Grand Theft Auto did every day. Daily login stuff. Ark, didn't you say Ark had stuff?
Oh my god, the Ark stuff. Ark stuff ends, I think, on a Wednesday, and it has been so great. The problem is, like, the way that their maps work is that there's X amount of dinos that are on it, live dino, like, untamed dinos on it at a time, mm-hmm, and when you kill one, obviously a new one spawns.
Right.
So to get, like, it's not necessarily what you kill is what you get, you know? So, like, if you want the new dinos that come out, like, you have to go kill a fuck ton. Or you get the admin to do, like, a server wipe and just, like, reset all the dinos, and then you get new ones and shit. So we haven't seen any of the skeleton dinos.
That's
like,
because...
they're supposed to be, like, zombie versions of shit running around. And their costumes, you can actually equip them to yours. If you kill them, mm-hmm, you can pick up, like, their costume and equip it to one of your pets. We haven't seen one.
That's because of the fact that you own 400 pets.
No, that doesn't affect pets.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, when you do the server wipe of animals, it only kills, like, the wild ones.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you can go out and you can kill, like, you know, hundreds of animals, but you got to think there's, like, a 1 in 5 chance or whatever that you're going to get whatever, way less than that, 1 in 32 chance that you're going to get whatever one you're looking for. And then, not only that, but it has to have the zombie, like, skeleton costume, mm-hmm, on. And but my problem is it was only a week long. Like, it started last week. Like, why did you not do a
yeah, it could have been all month, epic, right?
Like, a month long, yeah. Because there's a Dodo Rex, which is, like, a T-Rex-sized dodo that breathes fire.
It's absurd. And you haven't been able to find him.
And it only shows up at midnight in the game. So, like, the moon rises. And it only shows up, like, sometimes at midnight. So not every night. But the moon turns orange. There's, like, a silhouette of a dodo. There's meteors coming out of the sky. And it's, like, the Dodo Rex has appeared. And you can go fight it. And when you fight it, you get an army of dodo zombies. But apparently, it takes, like, a server full of people to kill it. Because its HP is 666,666.
Damn.
And we were watching streamers try to take it down the other day, and it literally killed, like, 10 other T-Rexes.
Oh, God.
Just murdered them.
Wow.
So they're saying it's going to come back in their November event, whatever that is. But yeah, I wish this event had lasted longer because, and I wish they would leave some of the stuff they introduced in the game, like the pumpkin patches and the graveyards. Yeah. That's just fun to be flying around a map and be like, there's a fucking graveyard right there. Like, then there's a pumpkin patch. It just adds, I feel like, more depth to the map. I'm going to stop talking about art now.
But I think that's the reason, is all that content.
Yeah, exactly. And you said GTA had stuff. I'm sure that other games did too.
I just bought another game. And
what'd you buy?
I shouldn't have. It's this next story.
Black Ops 3? You sucker.
What'd you buy it for?
A PC.
God damn it.
It was $36.
On CDK.
That's not a reason.
Well, no. The other reason was that Jeff plays it and he gets it every year. And he was talking to me about it, and he's like, I have to get it, man, because I was like, I got Battlefront coming. I don't need this. And then he kept talking about how we always played it every year together, nostalgic kind of stuff.
My God, he's like your fucking wife.
And so I was like, fine. But it's awesome, though, because they know they have to step it up because of Battlefront. Battlefront's expecting to sell 13 million copies. Black Ops 3 is going to allow mods now.
I mean, and good for them. That's good.
They're doing their custom maps, zombies. Everything is moddable. They're doing unranked dedicated servers for it and server browsers so you can get into it. So that goes into effect in 2016. I think it extends the life, and I think we're going to see some pretty fucking badass maps as well.
I hope that Steam gets involved, or at least Activision works with Steam to make it like a Steamworks title. You know, because that seems like the most accessible way to get mods.
Well, they're very pro Steam, like when it comes to their PC stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't.
Kind of, they weren't at first, because a lot of that shit. And if you notice, a lot of the older Activision titles still go for like $50 on Steam.
Yeah.
When you get a physical copy for $5 or less.
Oh yeah, well that's, so, I mean, that, I mean, that's,
they rarely go on sale.
Activision's not very good with sales all around, anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I hope that's the case, because that would be awesome. I'd buy it on PC later on then.
Yeah, I got it for $36. I was like, eh, fuck it, and whatever. If you don't like all those games, if you don't like Black Ops 3 and you don't like Battlefront, well, you got a lot of Titanfall coming next year as well. They said it's going to be a very big year for Titanfall. I actually enjoyed Titanfall, except for one aspect. I hated the AI. Like I wish that it was all players in the game instead of like all these AI characters that kept dropping. It was very annoying.
They were meat shields, basically.
Yeah.
If you got killed by an AI character, you're like, oh damn, I'm horrible.
I suck at this game.
Yeah.
I need to reevaluate my life.
Exactly. It was. Yeah,
it's $5 right now on Xbox One.
It is.
Oh wow!
If you've never played it, it is a fantastic multiplayer game. A lot of fun. And I will tell you that Black Ops 3 has stolen a lot of cool things from this game. And the mech fighting alone is so cool. It is so neat. There's no better feeling. Cool. There's no better feeling than jumping on a mech just as a human and taking it out with one fucking hand holding on and a gun in the other. Just it makes me want to play it right now. And so I mean people got real good at that shit, because they started arming this like fucking electric shield, and so anytime that they felt someone was on the exterior, they just dunk pop that, and then you died. But it was fun before everyone got good at it.
Yeah,
what's really cool about the Xbox One stuff, I think it's the games with gold is why it's $5. Like if you're a gold member, it's cheaper. But
comes with all the DLC.
What's that?
Does it come with all the DLC?
That's a solid question. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it's like a Game of the Year, a Definitive Edition, or something.
Yeah.
If not, I think it's probably just a few bucks more, because normally they'll sell one for like, you know, dirt cheap, and the other one for like a few bucks more if it's all the DLC and stuff. But one of the things they announced is that starting this month, their games with gold, which is the free games that you get, you know, if you have like a 360, you can get the 360 games and the Xbox One. But now all 360 titles will be backwards compatible and able to be played on the Xbox One from this November on. So you can get double the games if you're a gold member and you own an Xbox One.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited about that. I'm hoping, you know, they're saying like hundreds of titles this holiday season that are backwards compatible. And there's talks about like you just put in your disc if you own it, and then it like confirms that you have it, and then you can download it. I'm not really sure that works, because I feel like then people will just go to like GameStop and be like, all the $5 games, Xbox 360 games, just buy them and then take them back.
Yeah,
totally. And get a refund. I don't really know how it works, but
well, they did it with the way they did it with the original Xbox. Remember when Xbox 360 said they were backwards compatible with the Xbox? The way they did it, you had to keep the disc in there every time for verification. So it's like old school PC. Remember, you always, even though you had the full game on your system, you kind of had to put the PC disc in.
It was the the DRM. Yeah. The DRM, yeah.
And it's not like you can really pull off, you know, because at least in PC, you can get some kind of trainer or something like that to where it'll believe that there's a disc in there, so it won't have to.
Yeah,
they won't really do that for systems. So,
I guess that's how you do it. I was just curious. Like, I mean, they haven't really announced how it's gonna work because obviously they're releasing it by titles and who they get the licensing for and all that nonsense. So yeah, it's like if you just download it, you would not keep a game. Like you would just go buy one, install it, and then give it back or whatever, and you'd have this game that you literally paid nothing for. But that makes more sense if you have to keep the disc in it.
I almost said you can go to Blockbuster and just rent games. And then I realized Blockbuster closed like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I literally thought the same thing. I was like, yeah, like you just go Blockbuster.
Well, you could just do Redbox. No. You could do Redbox.
Gamefly? Yeah. What the fuck?
Gamefly, Redbox, do all those, and then just send them back. Bye-bye. Speaking of getting some refunds, there has been some developments on Arkham Knight for the PC. No improvements from the patch in September, and they have now, Warner Brothers are issuing refunds for the game. If you bought it through Steam, all you have to do is request a refund. You will get it back all through the year 2015 until 2016. Now, this is kind of crazy because all the rest of the games played pretty fine, and this one they just cannot fix. They said that there's some aspects of the game that will never be fixed. I have a little bit of a story here. I purchased the game through Green Man Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for my return. You know, the game, I played a lot of the game, and I beat the game. It did not run like...
That's Jeremy at the 8bitgeek.com. I'm just kidding.
It's a good thing that it says it doesn't matter how much time you put in, you can still get a refund. The game did run like, you know, it didn't run perfect, but I still love Batman so much that I just was like, I'm playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Green Man Gaming sent a response saying that they are aware of Warner Brothers' update and they will let me know. And then today I got an email saying that in 3 to 4 business days I'll get a refund.
Nice.
So there you go. So if you're if you got it from Green Man Gaming, just ask for a refund and you'll get it. Hopefully. Yeah.
It's what's really sad about this is that this isn't like some shit studio that put a game out, you know, and it's broken on PC. I mean, this is fucking Rocksteady. Like,
well, no. Rocksteady didn't make this. They didn't handle the port on PC.
They didn't do the port, but it sucks though.
Like, oh, I know. It makes them look bad, but there was the same company.
It's still their title, whether or not they ported it or not. You can put the fall on the, those who did. It just sucks because it's such a great franchise. It's such a great game.
Oh, yeah.
And if you look back, I mean, if you think about something like this, this kind of goes back to Aliens Colonial Marines. Remember when Borderlands, like, basically Gearbox shifted out the third-party stuff to it, you know? Like, they were like, okay, cool, we're going to give it to this other group. They botched the game. And then, you know, there was all this shit that it was, like, never coming out. And then Sega's like, look, this shit's coming out on this particular day. You better have it finished no matter who's done it. And I feel like Arkham Origins PC kind of got that, or Arkham Knight kind of got that treatment.
It sucks. I mean, I don't know, it just sucks because, like, again, like, it's the final game in this franchise, and to have this sort of stain on it, like, on the PC side of it, like, it played fine on like PS4 and the Xbox and all that fun stuff, but
yeah, I mean, it played perfect on those. Nobody had a problem with it. It was just the PC.
And that's crazy. I mean, I've played all of them at least twice, like on the Xbox and the PC, and it's kind of like one of those, like, well, I guess I'm not gonna be playing this one again because this is, you know, this sucks.
Yeah,
that makes me sad.
Very.
By the way, you didn't get a season pass, right? Because, I mean, I don't know what they said for people who got the season pass as well, because they never even saw any DLC.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I did
PC
get
players
the...
got screwed on DLC.
Yeah, I got the season pass as well, so I should get a refund for everything. I got it for, I think I paid...
Hold on, let me get this straight. So you bitch about how expensive the season pass is.
No, yeah? But I got it for $60. I got it for $60 total, like with the season pass and the game. So normally the game would be $60.
No, I was going to say, you bitched about how expensive it was, and then you went, got it?
Nope.
Goddamn hypocrite.
Nope. It was all bundled for $60, so.
Yeah, well, one of my buddies
someone
got
who got the content, you didn't miss much.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
One of my buddies got the game and the DLC on, I don't remember if it was Green Man Gaming or what, but it was like some fucking flash sale or whatever one night right before it came out, and it was literally like $20 for all of it.
Wow.
And then he didn't get to play it.
I see, this is the reason, see, the whole, like, just going bringing up the fucking DLC shit. I even with like Battlefront, how much I do not believe in a company and buying their DLC or season pass without knowing what the fuck they're giving me. Like, no. I don't like, I have been ruined now because of shit like this. Like, and EA just did it now too, and they go, "Oh, $50 for a season pass." Well, what do you get? Oh, we haven't announced that yet, but please buy our $50. Like, you're just, what are you fucking buying? Like, no, you don't know. And so I refuse to do it until I see what they actually come out with. I just don't want to support that kind of fucking making money. Like, I'll support a game that actually gives shit. Like, if I like The Witcher 3 so much, I know their DLC is amazing, and I'll hop on that board. But I just don't want to support somebody just because of the game. Like, and they say that you're gonna get $55 worth of content for $50.
Exactly, and with Battlefront, I think part of the issue is that, like, there's no single player story, so it's not like you can be like, well, you're gonna get, like, you know, 36 more hours of storyline.
Yeah.
It's like you're gonna get 4 more world packs and maybe some ships, and then you can probably get an XP boost, and here's some guns and skins that you can play with.
Yeah, and I think that's the.
But it's like, that's not $50 worth. Give me more story, then we'll talk. But
and I
there's
think
not
that's
a,
the
a
worst
fucking
thing.
Single player mode in this game, so.
And I think
I can't justify it.
Call of Duty started that bullshit because the season passes, they started not saying what they were, and then when they started coming out, you get 3 maps, three skins, and then maybe another like zombie map, and you're just like, this is fucking worth $15. I was like, this shit like should be just be free, like holy fuck. So that's why I'm really excited that.
Remember when the Halo maps used to be free?
You remember when all DLC used to be almost free?
Well, okay. On the other side of that coin, by the way, I think it comes down to reputation. Because for me, like, Bethesda said they're offering a Fallout 4 season pass.
Yeah, you can almost buy that sight unseen. You can hit buy on that and be okay.
Because of their reputation.
Exactly.
Bethesda, like, their season passes, Skyrim, you know, all the other Fallout, the expansions that came out, those were legit story experiences, like Borderlands. Like, I have no problem buying a Borderlands season pass.
Yeah, no, like, there's certain people that you can be like, okay, yes for. But they also are not, like, because they've built up that reputation. Like I said, like, CD Red. Is that what it is, CD Red?
Project Red.
No. The guys who did Witcher 3.
Yeah, CD Projekt Red.
Oh, CD Projekt Red. Okay. Like, those guys, you can automatically just be like, from now on, you could just be like, all right, buy their shit. You know, like, because you know what you're going to get is quality, and you know that you're going to get a lot of free shit with it without even buying the season pass. And I think that's great. But now, more and more, are these companies who don't care. I wouldn't say don't care about the gamer, but they aren't run by gamers anymore. They're run by just run-of-the-mill CEOs and go, how can we make a profit? Well, let's take a game, let's make it as, and this goes for EA, because you know, let's strip it down and only put one mode in, aka multiplayer, and then let's release a $50 map pack. And I think that's fucking wrong. Like, that game is so hyped, and I did buy it. I'm really hyped for it, but I feel like I'm gonna get burnt in the end.
Yeah,
that's just the way
I see that.
And there's that kind of disconnect where when you have a gamer running a game company like a Bethesda, or, you know, well, and When you have companies like that behind, when you have Passionate and Gearbox and shit like that, you know you're going to get some quality stuff because it's they're looking out for the gamer, not for their pocketbooks, and they're still going to get paid. That's what it's the same shit that's so annoying, because if you put out quality shit, you're going to get paid. Like, you don't have to fucking just give somebody half a fucking hot dog or a hamburger and then say, buy the rest of it. You can give somebody a full fucking hot dog and ask to buy the fries separately, and then you buy the fucking fries, and then they're delicious, and they want some more, and they fucking just make a whole meal.
I like that. You got really emotional in the end. You started sounding like Cosby. Then you drink the brick of pudding.
That's just how I feel about it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's funny always getting into these conversations with you about DLC, because it lights a fire up under your ass and you just get so revved up.
It's a passionate. I almost want to form a DLC mom's group. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, on another side of things. Again, there's another side of things is that you've got games like The Old Republic that we've just started playing again, and you know they just released their. You know, what is it, 4.1 patch, whatever the fuck it's called now. And it's, well, it's a free-to-play game. You can pay, you know, $20 essentially to get, like, this new patch with all this new, like, apparently amazing content or whatever. Yeah. Or you can be a subscriber and pay $15 or whatever. But I'm sure if you just wait long enough, I'm sure it'll be free because it's a goddamn free-to-play game.
Yeah. And, are you talking about SWTOR?
Yeah, and the thing is that it is almost the size of a fucking standalone game. And they're like, $15 bucks, please. That's it. Yeah. That's all we're asking.
And that's crazy. Again, that like you have, and that's, again, that story that's, you know, it can be a single player game in a way because you don't necessarily need the MMO aspect of it anymore. They've kind of like, that's secondary in this game now. But you can play with friends and you can group up and you can go do flashpoints and you can go do all the stuff and have fun without having to fucking spend the price of another game. Yeah. You know, like, oh, I'm already dropping $60 on a game and I'm going to drop another $50 on the fucking, you know, the rest of the game.
Yeah, I paid $60, and that's not to say that developers don't deserve to get paid, because a lot of them do. But on the same token, if you build quality stuff, then you will still make money, like I said before. But I don't think that you should be charging $120 or $110 for a full game, because essentially that's what it is. I mean, all this shit should be included, and that's something that I learned. I can say this now. And I'm sure you guys are already made aware of this. They made a boo-boo when I went to take a tour of the Gearbox Studios, okay? The boo-boo was that I got to see a completed set of DLC that wasn't being released until 6 months out. It was already fucking completed when the game was done. Like, as the game just finished up, that DLC was already completed. So I'm sorry to say this, but you're not paying for the development time of the new DLC. That shit is done when the game is being built. Like, it's already done. Like, a lot of it. I would say some of it still, you know, not all of it, but it's, you know, because a lot of people use that argument of like, well, they need to build the game. That shit is the game. It's being built.
I mean, that might not be every studio.
That's not the case for everybody, but DLC does get developed alongside the game now. It's as simple as that. I mean,
yeah.
But anyways, we talked enough about this. Now let's go play some games.
Yeah.
So wait, we you know what? There's one subject we stopped going through. Like, what are you watching? What are you playing? And all that.
No,
stuff.
We do that
like
at the beginning now.
We didn't even do it though.
Yeah, we did. We talked about, did we watch anything at the theater and all that shit? And
then was it the theater? We didn't talk about video games or anything.
What are you playing, Kev?
What are you playing, Kev? You want to fucking talk about it?
What do you want to talk about, Kev? Just kidding.
God, no, so we I just said game we were talking on Thursday. I streamed it. I hate you so much. I played a game called The Park. It was from the makers of The Secret World, which is another MMO. They did a pretty good
Alex
job.
Alex Mack?
The Secret World of Alex Mack, yeah.
That's crazy.
The chick that turned into, like, water.
Goo.
Or something. It was Nickelodeon Gak is what she turned into.
Oh, that makes way more sense now. Fucking cross promotions.
Crossover. No, but it was pretty good. It was a 2-hour adventure. It was kind of like, you know, it's one of those kind of, I wouldn't say on rails, but it was very linear. Good stuff. I mean, it was, I played it for 8-bit horror fest, and yeah, it was a good time. I thought that was pretty good. Just check out The Park. I believe it's like $10 on Steam right now. Short adventure, very similar to Outlast. Not as graphic as Outlast, though.
Wait. Wait, like Outlast, or you even at one point said it was similar to what's that?
PT. It was similar to PT at one point, which was a playable teaser, the Silent Hills demo.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to play this game anymore. I thought you said it was similar to that one game, Gone Home.
Yeah, in a way. It was similar to Gone Home, too, where it was an exploratory game. But
and
the
you
thing
said
is,
you could die? You can die in the game?
You cannot. I mean, or at least it didn't seem like I didn't die in it.
Okay. So. See, that's what I'm all about. PT sucked because it's like, oh, I'm just going to go through this house like 40,000 times and then, like, maybe you'll get through it, but most likely not because some fucking crazy-ass bitch is going to come running at you and then scare the fucking shit out of Jeremy until he jumps in your goddamn lap.
I'd like to note that you did not want to look at the screen. I did.
I didn't because I didn't want to end up in Kevin's lap because he didn't have pants on.
Well,
this is very true.
Hey.
He didn't have anything. He tried, but then I had to hit him with an uppercut.
Oh, man.
He's like, hey, man, that's the only way he plays video games, is like horror films, is with friends, is his pants are off.
I game with my pants off. And this week we're playing SWTOR. We may be doing something for...
That's Star Wars The Old Republic, for those not in the know. SWTOR.
We may be doing some stuff for Extra Life. Is that correct, boys? I mean, is this going to be an organized thing or pretty disorganized?
We'll just figure it out.
I feel like we so dropped the fucking ball. We started talking about this like 2 months ago, and then Jeremy was like, I'll make the team.
Nope.
And then I feel like he didn't.
No. I said, hey, man, do you want to take point on this? Well,
I said, you got it.
Yeah,
I literally said, no, you got it.
Yeah. Well, nobody asked if I did get it. I just got put to the
point.
Did
you get it?
No, we were two.
Did you get it?
Okay.
Hey, dude, it's this weekend. Did you get it?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I don't know.
You didn't get it.
Maybe we were all too busy playing some fucking video games and talking about it. Then we had some time of streaming. And then we had to do all this 8-bit horror fest. And then we have to record the other show. Then I'm in special to work. Then I got a kid. And then I got a wife. And then I got to do chores around the house. Okay? I don't have time for all this shit.
Anyways, we're thinking about doing the Extra Life that's this weekend, the 7th. Luckily, their whole thing is like, just do it whenever you can. So we don't have to stream for 24 hours on the 7th.
Yes, we are. We're going to do it.
You've got work. But we could literally start Saturday or Friday night, and then just like, people just stream whenever the fuck they can stream through Sunday. And like, their whole thing is like, dude, don't sit behind a computer for 24 hours. Like, we realize that is super unhealthy. Like, if you get tired, go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah. Go feed your children.
Yeah, get up, go outside. You don't have to play video games. Go play a card game. Go to bed. Go run. Just do something.
Go play games in your sleep.
So, we'll post links if we get a team up together where you can donate. We'll probably just choose, I guess, a hospital or something. I don't know, here in Fort Worth. Like Cook's Children or something. We'll figure it out.
They're going to be real excited when they get their 50 cents.
Hey. You know what, though? That's 50 cents more than what they had before, so.
That's true. All right, well, everybody, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug. Dude, he is so done with this. Did you hear that? I'm Jeremy.
So done.
Oh, my God.
I'm Kevin.
I already said my fucking name. Close this goddamn show out.